Before I start, I want to remark them. Avada, it's a very choshev zach to give in tzedakah. Avada, it's a very choshev zach. All the rabbonim put up signs and different zachen. And we're not chas v'shalom coming to mezalzel. And no one. And Avada, the matter of the shir is not that less tzedakah will give in Klal Yisrael. I'm sure you know I'm very forgiving tzedakah. I'm asking to have bizyonos. I'm asking that people will have to make the agave tzedakah. It doesn't make a difference. A bit tzedakah will be given in Klal Yisrael. It's a very vichtig ezach. But we have to know we're coming to Yomim Kedoshim, Purim, a bit more from 2 weeks. The matzah from Hodor Kibur b'meach Hashveirosh. One of the mitzvahs is Matonis Lev Yoinim. And from that mitzvah, Matonis Lev Yoinim, became that all different people do all different tzedakah campaigns over Purim. We have to know what is right and what is wrong. Moshe, I'll tell you some lines the Shmir Shabbos told me. Moshe, it's a chutzpah if a guy will go and collect for a Russian camp in Purim. It's an avle and a chutzpah for Bacha will do such a thing. It's a gezel anim and it's an avle she'en keduk mosa for Bacha will go around to collect for a Russian camp in Purim. This is the Shmir Shabbos kiel chosa holds. Not everyone wants to keep a loche. Not everyone has to listen to him. But if a person will go in Purim and collect for a Russian camp, he told me, it's a chutzpah and an avle. It's a mosha. People don't know. They think it's a talking campaign. He holds to collect for a yitzer is also avle. Not such a chutzpah like a Russian camp, but it's also avle to go in Purim to collect for a yitzer. What the yeshivas will attacking to collect will about explain exactly what. Bacham Shugasin, he will fly to LA to collect money. Again, it's a gazlan. The ticket is a gazlan. But I think we'll learn first the sugya, how you yaitim atonis lev yoinim, what you're allowed to collect, what you're not allowed to collect, how much you have to give. Some people think it's a din kol ha'poshet yad noistim lo, yeah? But this is only when they collect, but when they go on the street, they see people, they don't give any, yeah? You have to know what is called a poishet. You have noisim like, shayla, take a seat. And I think if we go duch the sugya, we misbar how to mekayim matonis levyoinim ki ilchosoi, how you yoytze mamish da alochik mishu tzorich. And Be'ez Hashem, lefi them, I think maybe, I'm saying again, if some rabbonim hold fakertich, v'mevater daiti, I'm just saying what, you know, what came out when I learned the Torah that we got from Sinai, how it has to look. You know, I'm sure Ander verstehen das anders. We said, I'm a vatel daitich, but mechile meroish. A lot of times you see signs, matones lev yoini mehudorim. You have to know if it's a musag, matones lev yoini mehudorim. If yoini mehudorim, so Remoishe Sternbuch, in Moyadim Vezmanim, in Chelek Vov, Simen Kuf Vov, he brings down a Sido Evyoinim and Sido Anim. Sido Musik Evyoinim and Sido Anim. So what is Evyoinim? Evyoin is more poor from a Ani. Ani is in a Madrege that he's embarrassed to ask for money. Evyoin is already, he doesn't have what to lose already. He's so down, his covet also is not important for him. So, Ramosha Shtern beholds, you have to give Matonis Lev Yoinim, not Lanim. Matonis Lev Yoinim, Matonis Lanim, Matonis Lev Yoinim. He says that he remembered when he was young, he heard that one of the Gdolim sent Moes from Poilim to Lita. Polish was more the Chassidim, Lita was more the Litvisha. He said from Poilim to Lita. He said in Poilim, Sido Anim, it was Mishtakin Avyoinim. Avyoinim is only a Lita. So it was one of the Gdolim that sent to Lita. Lita is Avyoinim. And Poilim is a Chanim, Nishkin Avyoinim. But it's a Musik Matanis Levyoinim. The Ol Hashulchan is Cholik and Zrimoshe Sternbuch, and he said that you yoitz Matanis Levyoinim even Ba'anim. It doesn't have to be Dafke Avyoinim. Say over a famous Maisa that was a person that, you know, he said Imamish has a real Evyein Mehuda, Mamish, but didn't want to tell no one because he was scared if he would tell everyone, so everyone will give him, so next year he will not have an Evian to give to. So he kept him quietly that, you know, that he will stay his Evian, that every year he could give him, I guess he'd for sure be poor. Now, we have to know, I want to be masbir. It's a big machlekes, we're learning the Inyan Keseda. If it's the Inyan to give matonis le'evyoinim, le'evyoinim mehudor. As a sefer shal metoida, chosh v'yid, tamet chochem of Bnei Brak, he holds you have to give to evyoinim mehudor. Nehaydu, his shita is, if you gave tzedakah and purim to evyoinim she'enom mehudorim, and you found out in the end that the guy is not an evyoin, you are not yoytze mitzvah sayoyim. Then it's a problem. Every mitzvah, I blow shofar, oh, I hear, I read the Megillah, icha. About matanas evyonim, I give you, I have to trust you that you're poor. Chas v'shalom, you're not poor. I was not yoytze. So, it's a big problem. I have to know that you're poor. So, the shalom etoida holds, if I gave you, and then we found out that you're not poor, but the evidence not yoytze. When I say, we'll see, maybe it's mashma and the ritva. And this is the reason you see, Bezos Hashem, another couple of days, the sign will start to go up. Evyonim u'dorim, evyonim u'dorim, evyonim means that these rabbonim are giving a hechsher that this person is poor. But we'll see that it's not so poshut. It could be it's a avle, I'm saying, lulei rabbonim, it's a avle to have such set lacharai. I want to be masbir. There's another aloch in Shulchan Aruch. Kol ha-poishet yad noisim. And everyone wants to know all about what's in the pshat, kol ha-poishet yad noisim. It means everyone that goes in the street and puts your hand, you have to give him. Well, what is the pshat, kol ha-poishet yad noisim? So to masbir this zach, we'll start with the sugya bo metzia. The gemara bo metzia, and daf ayin ches, on mudbeis, the gemara zogt hazeh, mageves purim lepurim. The Tanya, Mageves Purim lePurim, Mageves Oisoir leOisoir, ve'ein medaktikim badovo, aval loikchim esagolim ve'shoichtim kaos, ve'oichlim Oiso, ve'amoisor hipo lekishat tzedaka. So Rashi learns pshat like this: Mageves Purim lePurim, Moish shegoyvim agaboyim mibnei oir lechalek la'anim lesudas Purim. Lepurim, kulam itnu la'anim. They collect money for sudas purim to spend all of the money to buy food for purim. Ve'ein medakdikim badovo. Loimar dayom bepochois. It's chaval to spend so much money for the suda. We'll put some money on the side. Aval loikchim esah golim v'sheichtim v'oichlim moisom. They put food v'shefa. V'amoisom, if it's left after that you didn't manage to eat it in purim, so you give it to tzedakah. Then I would say chaval to spend thousands of bottles of wine and thousands of meat and cold cuts and all different good azachim. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, we see how much poor people we have. We'll buy a little bit, and the rest we'll give already for different tzedakahs. No, all of the money that we raise, we put on a festive meal, and then the leftovers we sell. As is of Rashi pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban brings down Rashi, and he says. Ein medaktikim badovo loimar oni ze roi ve oni ze ein roi. We read the Gemara like this: Mageves purim lepurim ve ein medaktikim badovo. And we don't check he's poor and he's not poor. She elonois nim lakoil. We give everyone to eat in this meal. She iu hakol smeichem imonu bein roi bein ein roi. V'yemei simcha ksiv u'mishloach monos l're'eyu. What it means to say, we send mishloach monos. Why you send mishloach monos? The guy is poor? You want to make him happy. So the matonos le'evyoinim are from the bismedrash of mishloach monos. So what the difference if he's poor or not? If he plays poor, you give him us playing poor. The retzeneinu shi'akul smichim imonu. Zog meramban v'chem otzosi b'Yerushalmi. Ein medaktikim b'moes purim. אלא כל הפוישת יד ליטל נויסטים לוי, וכן המינוג ליטל אפילו לגוי. בריטווה החדושים, בו מציע, says it more מפורש. אבל בירושלמי, דיינו, רשי לוינז, אין מדקדקים, just buy a lot of food, and the leftovers you sell after Purim. בריטווה החדושים מגזדם, אבל בירושלמי אין מדקדקים בדובר אלו הפוישת יד נויסים לוי כלא אמר אין מדקדקים אם הוא עוני או אליו אלו כל הפוישת יד נויסים לוי שאין יום זה מדין צדוקה בלבד אלו מדין שמחה ומונויס שהרי אף בעשירים כסים משלוח מונויס ומטעם זה אומרו שנויסים אף לגויים. So we give one everyone to be happy today. The ritva yeshonim is choylek. He brings down this pshat. Veloi nireli shemonois mishloach monois ein ze matonis levyonim. Matonis levyonim is matonis levyonim. Mishloach monois was the shayches. Mishloach monois is to rich people. Here is a mitzvah sayoyim takona de rabbonon matonis levyonim. So we have a machlekes rishonim. It is a zevi mashma the ritva yeshonim. That the Ramban and the Ritva Hadoshim learn Pshat, that the Matonis Levyonim are from the Bismedrash of Mishloach Monis, and Bemele don't have to be Dafka, a poor person, you have to check if he's poor or not. And I know we give the friends and the people that play poor. Poor or not, everyone will be happy, everyone is getting it's enough. And the Ritva says, no, I learn you have to give to poor people. Sheretzoineinu Shiyuakos Smeichimimon. The Aruch HaShulchan B'Yom was a minute to give the Chazonim, the Rabbonim, the Gaboim. It was a minute to give out money to all the Rabbeim and Purim. Why? It's a good day. Money. What's the pshat? What is this minute in Klal Yisrael? From where this minute came? Some people have 10 kids, mamash. For the Rabbeim becomes a good day. For the parents, Nishnah Zay, yeah? Well, what's time? So it's a nice day to give out presents. Shkin Chogah. The pshat is, this is the day. Retzeneinu shehiyu akos meichin imonu. That we give mishloach monis and matonis levyonim, people that need money. Loshon Rambam is also a shtikl mashmazi. Chayev lechalek le'anim b'yoyim apurim. Ein poichsim mishne anim. Ve'ein medagdikim b'moiz purim. Elo kol hapoishet yad noisnim loy. So it's mashma in Rambam that the halacha is, the shchonoch also brings down, the tofer ish tzadik dalet. This is the pashtus. It's a big chiddush. Seif Aleph. Chayev kol odom liten lefochois shtei matonis l'shtei anim. Seif Gimel. Ein medagdikim b'moes purim. Elo kol mi shepoishet yal liton nois nimloi. Now, so the shayla is as it. It's one way to learn, if this is the way we're learning, that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch start as a mitzvah to give to two people money and purim. Ve'ein medaktikim badovor elo kol hapoishet yad noisnim loy. What is the pshat? Not everyone that comes you have to give money. The two poor people that you have to give, don't check if they're poor or not. Ein medaktikim elo kol hapoishet yad noisnim loy. But how much for two people? Lefi them, a person that people pass, no, as soon as come a guy with a good tzetel, he will give that guy. He's over in the Yerushalmi. And the Purim, we don't want you to look for a special ani. Why? Because sometimes you have an ani that doesn't have a list. You know, he's not connected to the Vada Rabbonim. And Ibamish doesn't have money. So in Purim, Ritzoneinu Shehakul Yismeichim Imanu. Everyone that asks gets. But it doesn't mean that you have to support everyone. At the time of the Gemara, it was everyone gave money to the Kupa, and the Kupa gave out. So we tell the Kupa, you give everyone that comes. You have to give to two people. If this is the pshat, if it is rishonim, if you gave matonis le'evyonim, and the evyonim are not anim, you also yoytze. Thus is good for the aloche. Again, if the ritva yeshonim, he learns nishta zeh. The ritva yeshonim learns, matonis le'evyonim is evyonim dafke. Matonis le'evyonim is evyonim dafke. Now, l'chura, we're very right. How you could learn not like us? The ones that want to learn not like us, they learn that Matonis Levyonim is one aloche, and Mois Purim is a different story. The Aruch HaShulchan is mashma that Mois Purim was, in the old days, they made like sudas for anim for Purim. It doesn't exist so much today. Today already maybe some Beis HaTavshils do, but be inside there. And that Beis HaTavshil has a aloche, ein medakdikim badovo, they have to give everyone food and Purim. Aber der Shtei Matonis Levyonim, David Tzif Aleph, Chayev Odom Liten Shtei Matonis Leshtei Levyonim. Then, Eime Dagdikim in Mois Purim, Mois Purim doesn't mean Matonis Levyonim. Mois Purim means the Mois of the Suda. So kumta is azay. So we have be'etzim two mehalchim. One mehalach is that matones le'evyoinim is two matones. Don't check who. You can add, and even more people come, maybe to give even for more. Maybe it's a chidush. Pashas means don't check. Give to the every first two, or maybe even more people. But the aside is don't check. This is one way. Other matones le'evyoinim is real poor people. And as another aloch, as Sudas Purim, the people that are in charge of giving food, they have to give to everyone. So, we'll start the first chelik, first aloch elemais, after we know these two tzedadim. It's a mitzvah to give matonis le'evyoin. Now, what does Mishnah Berurah says, matonis le'evyoinim, you cannot give a ma'aser gil. You're not yoytze ma'aser money. The Mishnah Berurah says, you could be moisi for ma'aser money. Dahin, what if you could ma'isif? Lamashal, you could give a guy one shekel from your money and the rest ma'isa. Why? Because aloha is you can't give double shebechoiva for ma'isa. Matanis levyonim is double shebechoiva. But Lamashal, a lot of times some yeshivas come, they dance, make him a sugar, yeah? So first we'll see about if it's b'cham matanis levyonim. But lu yehi kidib re'elisha that they think that it is matanis levyonim. So you give them a shekel as matanis levyonim and the other $500 that you give them, you can give him ma'aser money. Now, how much matanis le'evyoinim you have to give? Mount will say to anim, but what is the shiur of every matana? The Mishnah Berurah brings down pruto lechol oni. A shekel has prutas inside. So a shekel to each oni. Aber a lot of poiskim, the Shari Tshuva brings down a machzik broche, or chashulchon, mikrochaim, svardi. That it has to be that he could buy enough food for Sudas Purim. That he could buy Gimel Beitzim. Again, it fits with the red we said. Matones le'evyoinim is be'etzim that the Oni will have food for the Suda. Not that another half a year in Russia he could go to a camp. Even if he's very poor. Matones le'evyoinim is food for the Suda Spurim. Well, I'll explain, but we'll speak detail what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. What is the Aver and what is the Mitzvah. I want first the Gabi Stam to understand the Ruach HaDvar. The Mishnah Berurah brings down b'shem aprim egodim. You have to give thing that he could buy with it food. You can't give him a sweater. Has to be that something that he could enjoy, food or money to buy food. He could wear a coat. Again, even if in the Mishnah Berurah that it's a prute, but it's a zach that is wrong. Chazal said you have to give him something that he could eat today. Rather, the Kafachaim learns you have to give him a whole meal. Mishnah Berurah, you give him a prute, you know, kacha aloche. But you have to give food. Now we have to know what is the purpose of the day. Then we'll clear if the yevet b'shas adchak, if it's, you know, maybe epis is the inyan. But what is the inyan? The Shubas Ma'anogis from Moshe Shterabuch says a different reason. You have to give more from a pruta because shayt matonis. Matonis is a choshuv. Present, you don't, is a mitzvah tzedokah tzedokah. Matonis is a matonis, present. Present, a shekel is not called a present. Because he gave tzedakah, he didn't give a present. Present is a present. How much is the shiur? So Rabbi Yashiv holds 50 shekel for every oddi. This is the shiur. Less than 50 shekel. They asked Rabbi Yashiv again. He said 50 is enough. 50 you could eat. So they asked him less. He said 50 is okay. They asked him every year. They asked him the same shaila about the shekel and the dollar. Maybe this year the shekel is a bit better. So, but etzem zok Rabbi Yashiv 50 shekel. I know it's a cheap meal in Shari Simcha. This is the shiur matanis levyoinim. This is the shiur matanis levyoinim. So how much you have to give? So be'etzim again, for two anim you have to give. If you have that money, you will give 50 shekel. Now, Rebbe Avadia Yosef says that there's enough that you can buy a falafel. 10 shekel, he says, 12 shekel. He says, this is enough. This is also a choshev enough. Okay, Baba Masada, how the Maisa to give. Now, who is Chayv Matonis Levyoinim? Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Dalet steht, Chayev Kol Odom Liten Matanas Lev Yeni. Sagt die Mishneh Brura, Kol Odom, Ben Ish, Ben Isha. In Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Hei steht, Isha Chayevet B'Matanas Lev Yeni, in der Ramo, ומשלוח מונס כאיש. זוג דברי חודש, אישו, שיסנן בוחרים מתונס, משלוח מונס, איש לראה יוקסיב. נא, רב קיבהגר, קלרס, דת, יוקובים את הרבון הניחייב, נא, דשאל, דברי חודש נעשה את האישו הספוטו ומשלוח מונס, he meant also for מתונס להביוני מונת, כזה נעת השתיק הסתיר עם משנה ברור. Now, and this halacha that the Ramo says that ben ish ben ishu chayovim v'mishloach mones, and like atchila we machmir to be choishish to the Ramo, the loyka prichodosh, Mogen Avrom says that he didn't see that ladies give mishloach mones. The efshar zokter ba'al mones she has to give, but a married ishu her husband gives for her v'yesh lehach. So the Chaya Odom of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch say that a person is making money to his wife and he gives it for her from Matanas Lev Yoinim. This is the minute. Now the Machmirim Sheba Machmirim, they tell the wife before. Why? Because if you take the money and you make it to your wife, then it becomes hers. You don't have a right to give it to Ani without permission. Or some people, when the Gabi goes around, they tell him, take this money and be Zoichem Medina Vet Knaini from my wife, Kilu she gave Matanas Lev Yoinim. So Mele Zboim Keecho. Now, even the people that are not makbid and their wives, but you have to know if you have older kids and older daughters, then you for sure have to be makbid to give other that they will give, other to give for them atonis levyoinim. Because on your wife, you could say ishlik gufay, but on bonav b'neis of agdolim, you can't say that. Then before shnoh hashulcha. Now, we'll go to say that. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a big problem. It's 2 days Purim. There's one day Purim Yom Rishon, Purim the Frozi, and there's another day Purim the Shushan. Let's Hashem, next week we'll be speaking about a person that travels from here to there, from here to here. If you could have two Purims, if you could jump out of non-Purim, some people, you know, a person is very depressed. So Sunday he goes, he stays here. Monday he goes to Bnei Brak, inshallah if you could run away. You know, some people fakir, they think they like to, when they're depressed, they want two Purim. It's different Malchim. So we'll see, if it's a Musik to have two Purim, if you cannot have two Purim, this man's a show we'll speak about. It's a lot of halachas with a bissin klal. If you do it the right way, because if not, you could be left without no Purim. But love is again, you're a bocher, the vile. You went to Bnei Brak. You're going to Bnei Brak for Purim. So Sunday you're going to be in Bnei Brak. You gave out your matanas levyonim here. They from the yeshiva like a week before they started to collect. And they say, and we give to the only baby yom. We mezake to the only baby yom. I'm sure you know from all the yeshivas. They take the money and the shema and the mezake baby yom. You gave out the yeshiva already $5,000. Yeah? A breite bacher. Now, all this money will be given to poor people in Yerushalayim Monday. You're not yetzim matanas lev yonim. Well, Moshel, your father told you he wants matanas lev yonim and it's Yisrael to mekayim for him. I'm not speaking now on the hours difference. We'll discuss it later. But you're giving it out to the Gaboyim in Yerushalayim, but it's not the same day Purim. So you have to give your father's money to Gaboyim in Bnei Brak, Kupas Ha'ir Bnei Brak. The Moshe, will be signed Kupas Ha'ir Bnei Brak, Matanas Lev Yoinim. If you're in Yerushalayim, it's not good for you, Kupas Ha'ir Bnei Brak. You have to give Vada Rabbonim, the other Vada Rabbonim. If you're going to Bnei Brak and you give to the other Vada Rabbonim, so the other Vada Rabbonim, what they do is, so a person has to know, it's a machlekes apoiskim, I can say, Chazanish was very machmir on it. So the Moshe, Rabbi Yashi holds, if you want to be Yetz Matanis Lev Yonim in both Purim, it's 200 shekel. 50 for every, only 2 days, 200 shekel. Now, you have to know, they did in Vada Rabbonim, the last years is a problem. A person gives 200 shekels to Vada Rabbonim, they can left 1,500, you know, they have these all these numbers. So everyone is left with maybe a pruta, yeah? But if you're a b'liashi, you're not yaitse. So what the Vada Rabbonim does really, If not that you tell them different, they divide it to groups of 10 shekel or 50 shekel, the feet away that the Rabbanim tell them, and you're not zoicha to everyone. So you could tell them. You could tell them, I want two families 50, and then the rest to give out a pruta to be eaten for the Mishnebuot. But a guy collects for a lot of people, if you give all the money, you're not the eaten Mishnebuot, you're not the eaten Mishnebuot. So it's kedai, either bought him around 15, 20 shekel, then this is for at least for two anim, to give everyone 15, 20 shekel. I know two anim. Now, but the best way is to do is, you give to two anim udorim, and then you also, the first two people that come over to you, you give them. But the other two already, it's enough to give a shekel. So you yotze also the alochem kol apoyshet yad noisnim loy. And you also the shita is that you have to have dafka anim udorim. The poskim can have a shayla if you give a family, and there's a lot of kids in the family, how it's called, matanas le'evyoinim, if it's called when you give the whole family, matanas le'evyoinim, if it's called you're giving to a lot of evyoinim, and you yoytze too, of a whole family is considered one zak. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, and simen tof reish tzadik beis, siv kotn aleph. Now, when you do the shechiyonu on the Megillah, to mechaven, to mishloach mones, and sudas purim. Ve'yeda al kach. Then it's not enough. Mishneh Berurah says a person has to have in mind, b'shas the shechiyonu of the Megillah, that he wants to be yoytze the shechiyonu on sudas purim, and he wants to be yoytze the shechiyonu on mishloach mones, sudas purim, and the Megillah. You have to know why. The Mishneh Berurah says that you have to tell the Baal Koyre to have a das to be moitzi you. And you also have to have a das. It's a chidush. We spoke about it a couple of times. He's doing shechiyonu. Why he has to know that he's moitzi me? But I say something to Mishneh Berurah that the Baal Koyre has to have a das that he's moitzi the oilam and shechiyonu on Megillah and shechiyonu on the Sudas Purim and shechiyonu on Mishloach Monetz. So he's moitzi me. The Moshe person moitzi me and shechiyonu on a fruit. And I have five fruits that I didn't eat. I have to tell him that I have a das. So also he is moitzi me in shechiyonu, and I'm yoitze. But Mishneh Berurah says to tell him to mechaven to be moitzi you on the Megillah, Mishloach Mones, and the Sudas Purim. The shaila is why it doesn't say to be mechaven at the mitzvah from Matanis Lev Yoinim. Why it doesn't mention to mechaven Matanis Lev Yoinim? So some people say because if be alochet, Mishneh Berurah would say to mechaven Mishloach Mones, Matanis Lev Yoinim, so if a poor person will come in the beginning of davening, before the Megillah, you would not give him because he didn't do Shechiyonu yet. So you would tell him, Shavu didn't want that Chas v'Shalom would be a poishet yad and you would not give him. So Mele, Likatchila Lemaise, the world is Mechaven also on Shechiyonu, also on Matanis Levyonim. Some people say Matanis Levyonim, you don't make Shechiyonu because it's sad that you don't have Yonim, yeah? It's such a mitzvah, you don't make Shechiyonu. It's like, you know, a person in Lamazongam. First time he's becoming mitzvahs kvur on his father, machat shechiyonu, yeah. Kibudah, you don't do shechiyonu on such a zach. Matanis levyonim, you don't do shechiyonu. It's a mitzvah to help nebach people. It's not shechiyonu on them. But some people are mechaven. But avade, now the shaila is, emotionally, you have a friend that is very poor. You could give him also mishloach mones, also matanis levyonim to be yaitze both. Give him a nice mishloach mones. It's also matanis levyonim. So be'etzem it's okay. But the ma'aser the place can hold not yoytze mitzvot chavilas chavilas, and yoytze mitzvot chavilas chavilas. Now, in Sefer Oiz Nidberu, and Moyadim v'Zmanim state, Azev is a aloche not to eat before the mikro megillah, not to eat before matanas le'evyanim and mishloach manas. For sure, not to eat a big meal. Now, in Sefer Mishneh Aloche is Cholek, he says, Val state Yemei Mishneh v'Simcha v'Mishneh u'Mishloach Mones. So state Yemei Simcha, Mishneh u'Mishloach Mones. So first is Mishneh, Simcha, and then Mishloach Mones. And also, the Sud is also a mitzvah. The Ma'aser Leket Yosher state Toiv l'Shloach Mones Koidem Asud. Koidem Asud. So now I want a little bit of Masada the Dvorim. So let me gain Keseda. I want a little bit, I never went into this Nekuda, I want a little bit to go into this Nekuda. So we have a mitzvah sayoyim be'etzem to give out money in Purim. The mitzvah sayoyim starts from mishloach manes u'matones le'evyayim. We said a lot of the rishonim are mashma that the inyan of matones le'evyayim is midin mishloach manes ritzoneinu shi'u'akos smeichim imonu. You have to give them things that they could buy food for it. This is the inyan of matones le'evyayim. It's a mitzvah to give to two evyayim. Every year is mechuyav to give at least the two. We said maybe if you're in Mehudorim, maybe Fakert, not to choose who you're doing to give. Maybe it's a vayta shita that you have to give to everyone, but this, again, it's a vayta shita. About it, in Sforim state, that if kol ha-poishet yad noisnim loy, how much you move medakdek, the zelba zach ha-kadosh boruch hu, as poishet yad noisnim loy, ha-kadosh boruch hu, gives shefa broche ve-atzloche, about now, medav vissen, behilchoy tzedokah, I'm saying all these things I spoke over to the Shmir Shabbos. Maybe some Mishnah Allah I'm asking with them. Medavis. Be'etzem the Indian of Purim, Moes Purim, is Sudas Purim. Again, maybe I'll be madre more. In Yerushalmi state, Moes Purim le Purim ve'ein medaknik in Badobo. Then in Yerushalmi state, klar that the ein medaknik in Badobo goes on Moes Purim. Now, if we don't learn like us, you learn like the people that are cholek on us. And it's going on the Sudas Purim. So then for sure, the whole aim of acting in Madobo is not negated to the collecting what everyone collects. No shaykhs. It's negated to the Suda. If we're learning like us, it goes on the Aloch of Matonis Lev Yoinim. But the Matonis Lev Yoinim is aim of acting in who is Lev Yoinim. But these are the only two Alochs. Aim of acting in Madobo, Ze Oni Veze Eine Oni. Aber, Likul Alme, a person that is not poor and is stumbling to collect money is a ganesh. It's not for the Suda. Now, what is the inyan? Ritzoneinu shiyu hakol smeichim imon. V'meile, I want again to go duch de hashkofe sheboy. I want to go duch de hashkofe sheboy. And to be mazbud as klot. The day of Purim is given, hodar kibluo b'meach ha-shveiroish. It's Yemei Rachamim, V'rotzen, Kabbalah Satera, Me'ave, Simcha, Ez Hashem. We'll speak next week, all the halachas, all the protein, the wine, Mishtayayin, Toiv Lev HaMelech Bayoin, all the halachas. There's a lot of halachas in Purim. I'm asking. But it's a purpose. One of the mitzvahs Hayoim was to give tzedakah. The Rishonim explained, not dafka tzedakah, Shiyu hakol smeichim imon. But this is not matir l'mazogin. A person has a camp in Russia. He wants to collect money for his camp. What is the shaykh is the poor? What is the shaykh is the poor? No shaykh. Not any day. Dehainu, lu yitzuya, the people that are collecting to poor people make less money because the bochim that are dancing good, are dancing good. You know, Baruch Hashem said the bochim, but we'll go to the, if you're allowed to bichlal, you know all these things that they spend till they go to collect. This is the next shalom I want to speak. If it's a shalom from Gezer, if you have to give it back or not, we'll speak about it in a second. But go bochim, they put on good shows and good chevra, and they start to collect. The Shmir Shabbos holds that they're goizel from the anim from Puri. And it could be all these bochim will have to sit in Gehenna after it for that. It's Gezer. Gezer anim. As it's tzedakah and shtot, it's poor people. In a crane, as people suffer yidden, suffer not yidden, you want them to carve them. Who asked you to do it? Not do it in Purim. What are the shaykhs? It's not mitzvah sayoyim. Stam, it's a good day to collect. The middle of Zman, a bochit was the Stam. What's the shaykhs middle of Zman? No shaykhs to mitzvah sayoyim. Why the yeshiva send bochim to collect? What the yeshiva send bochim to collect, I speak on the main yeshivas in the world. When it started at Pig Doilim, it was the collect for Tat. What is Tat? Bochim that don't have money. This was exactly the idea. We're teaching everyone in Purim, Retzoineinu shiyu hakol smeichim imanu. Don't dance in Purim. Purim, spend your Purim to show that you care for your friends. Retzoineinu shiyu hakol smeichim. And the Shvach Bochim will feel, oh, the Bochim that live off Tat, in the days that people really lived off Tat, yeah? Oh, Purim is coming, we know. Now we'll be taking care. Look, all of our friends are giving up the sudas, giving up their time. This is the way it started. Not that the Ilum today fight to be in the group that goes to collect. But it was punk fakir. This was the idea. So that is the Ruach HaDvarim from Purim. That's the Ruach HaDvarim from Purim. There's a Nebuch person, Mamish doesn't have, and you give him in Purim, and you mezaket to him in Purim, it's more as Purim. I'm not sure, if you're going and you tell a person, Herzachai, al pi aloch, you're not mechuyev to give me, there's no shaykh estake, oh, but please give me for something. Maybe then you're allowed to go. But if you come to a person's time, you start, hey, poor, give, give. It's shaykh from Gezel. If you come to a person, you start to force them to give money, I'm not moving till you give me money, so they start, you're not allowed to do that. That's a poshut pi aloch, you're allowed to do that. If a person gives you something that he's not planning to go, if you're not a beis din, there's no shaykh to kfi ala mitzvahs. So you have a head to call a poshut yad noistim lo, yeah? It's not even called a poshut yad noistim lo. Person has to be very careful about it. And stand this, nishken de ruach van teire. Yoim kodol ve kodesh kippurim? To start to make it stam, fundraising day? Like a yeshiva dinner that day? What are the shaykhs? To help the poor people, yeah? See, ein zach. I'm saying over... I asked the Shmir Shabbos permission to say over. I know Nisht Allah will be masking me what I'm saying. And this is the Shita from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. I know people are chalikim in a lot of Zachar. Yeah. Well, don't be. If you're the one collecting, you listen. Let different people to be chalik, not the one that wants to go. Another Zach. A person has to know. I want to ask you a Shaila. It's a big Shaila. Chas v'shalom, again, we're asking mechile from everyone before, we don't mean to pegeh no one, v'chule v'chule. Lama Zogin is a yid. Yeah, a choshev yid. A big bal tzedakah, a gvirish, a balabat. He gives Lama Zogin $500,000 every year for tzedakah in Purim. Most of the choshev people like this, it goes, they know before Purim how much they're planning to give, they make the checks ready, and azay geidos. The one that dance better gets, yeah? Azay geidos. Now, you Lama Zogin in New York. The guy lives in L.A. So 10 Bochum take a ticket and they fly over. The Maisa, Baruch Hashem, you know, with these 10 tickets that they flew, they spent $20,000, they made $100,000 in L.A. If they would not come, that person would give the money anyway. I'm not speaking out, but we'll see what it'd be if not. So who'll give it to us? To the Anim in L.A. But you don't want it to be in Anim in L.A. You want the Anim in Russia. You decide. You have a right to spend $20,000 of tzedakah because you want that name in Russia to get the tzedakah? Or that you're a ganef of $20,000 for tzedakah? Shmir Shabbos holds you a ganef. If you rent a car to go to collect, if you will not rent, I know a lot of times people from Chutz La'aretz ask me to give out money. The tzedakah is that people make you meshuga, give out the money in Purim. So I'm telling you now, I'm not giving yet. I don't want people to start to come because of that yet. So I have the amount of money. Comes the end of Purim, and I didn't manage to give out everything. I called Vada Rabbanim Leon Tzedakah, and if it's left X amount of money, I give my credit card number, and they take it out from there. All the money is given. I don't leave the money by me. Now, guys will spend money in cars. Oh, now they got the money for their place. They're not adding for Tzedakah. They're not spending money that more Tzedakah will be given out. More Tzedakah will be given for them. They don't want the money to give to that yeshiva. No, 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 my yeshiva. So it's worth to spend money. Who is matir that? I'm not sure. I'm always a yeshiva that is going to be closed, if not. It's a pekoch nefesh from the yeshiva. It says the yeshiva has a heter. I'm not saying chas v'shalom, but the yeshivas have a heter. I'm not speaking chas v'shalom. Every yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, choshev yeshivas in Klal Yisrael, what they do, v'kifalozach, ba'ayin atzuba. Person has to know, well, you made more money, but you spent $500 to rent a car 2 days and to collect money. This can sign Gezel. Gezel Anim. Gezel Anim. Because you want it to be given to you. So I'm saying again, if the person is a person, the marshal, can marry off his kids, so he needs to. You decide you want that your camp this year will have another Lama Zogin, there's two Russian camps. I'm starting giving a Chodesh Kenish Golish again Russians. It's the easiest thing to speak. I don't want to speak Chas V'Sholem on different, you know, sea camps. Different. I don't want Chas V'Sholem that people, like this, you speak in Ukraine, there's no one, you know, there's no one there to come back with tainus. So I'm just giving it to a marshal. Lama Zogin is a camp in Moskva, and there's a camp in Ukraine. Now the The Kaimel Muslims, Baruch Hashem, they're doing very good and they collect every time a lot of money. The Kaimel Ukraine feel very bad. So now they're complaining that they rent 100 cars, they start to make the money. So we know Kaimel Ukraine. The Kaimel be in Moscow. One of the left community. Who is Matir? The Gezulanim. I'm saying, why is I'm so chamo? Because it's not mitzvah sayonim, even. It's not even mitzvah sayonim. No shaykh to matonis lev yonim. Nothing. Stop, it's a nice, easy day to make fundraising. Who is Matir? What? That's Nishkinach Gesmeichis. Nishkinach Gesmeichis. Maybe give them tickets to go to a concert. Shachach Gesmeichim. Hakas Gesmeichim means the only doesn't have what to eat, you give him what to eat. That's Shachach Gesmeichim imanu. I have a better idea. Just take the cars and run around. This is the Iker Smeichim, yeah? So this is the gather money that's coming out. No, a person has to know. You know, we b'neteire achroim. A person has to know tzedokeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu is avim shel yisayimim ve'almones. I'm not trying to be that be less tzedokeh. A person has to know to be pachat kamayim, pachat. To spend tzedakah money. If you're collecting for the wrong thing, so you're coming to people that don't know the difference, and fakel, for the real tzedakah and shtot, they give pennies, because no one is dancing there. And from the time of all these groups started, all the money goes to these places. So this is the first avla that they do. And then they're spending money. Again, sometimes maybe people give more money because of that. Then you have to ask the shayla. You have to know. For sure they give a bit more. But the shayla, if all this big campaign, in the end, how much money is spent, that the bachim have a good time over Purim or not? But I'm saying you have to know bichlal. If you're not collecting for a zach that is negah to Purim, it's only if you mamish a low bachim, that you don't know what to do in Purim, you could do it. But if not, it's like a person in Purim will in Yom Kippur, he will say, he's Mesarat Esforim in Yeshiva, in the Oitzah. It's like Choshev Ezach, yeah? The Oitzah, I see a lot of time Choshev Bochim helping, it's a big mitzvah. In Yom Kippur, it'll be a very Chivaldik Ezach. Instead of, you know, Piyutim, Ya'alech, you know, they will go down to Mesarat. It's not a mitzvah to Mesarat Esforim? It's not a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. Ask every Yeshiva, it's a mitzvah. And what is the Shachas today? I'm asking. No Shachas today. A guy, Lel Shavuos, yeah? Instead of learning, you will go to the hospital to visit some sick kids. Not a mitzvah. Go to the kaisel instead of learning, yeah? Not a mitzvah, sayim. Meshugah, yeah? It's not shak. Every day you have to do what is the mitzvah. Shavuos, you learn. Shavuos, you learn. Purim, you samech with mitzvah, sayim. It's not good entertainment. Fundraising. So it started to support anim. Say, the Shmir Shabbos holds even for oitzels. You're not allowed to. I know some of the shivas, I'm not speaking about it, yeah? You hold it to avlet to collect for our Eitzah on Purim. What? There'll be another shas? I will be stating the shas not to do it. That's what he told me, verstehnisht. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to collect, no. So, I asked some of the shivas. They told me the problem is that they know their bachrim. Shvach bachrim. So, if they don't do that, they'll collect taki for chfez for for a camp here and a camp there. No, better they'll collect for a yeshiva from doing these zach. But it's not that it's matir. The person will not fuck out. He's going, he's looking for a nimu dorim. Now I once hopped a group. Well, the last 5 minutes before they were collecting, they stopped in my house. They told me we didn't give yet matonis levyayim today, we could give. They asked me to be mezaki for them. She says, the whole day they're busy matonis levyayim. What is the pshat? A person has to do the mitzvah, the kol koyach, every zach a person has to do. We speak in choshev bochim that are sitting and learning day and night. The Goyen says the way that a person gets to the simcha and the kedusha of the yontif, if he does the mitzvah sayim ki ilchosim. If I care, the person likes to collect, find a nebach guy that doesn't have money, collect a little bit of money for him. So you make a little bit less. So you make $500. So what? Not necessarily doing so much. I need to fly somewhere to make. What is exactly? Is it in to do? You want to poyltzach? What is the Indian to poyltzach? Go to poyltzach. You want to mesameach? Go dance in hospitals. Shiva akos meichem imanu. Gizun toy. Mitzvah sayoyim. Person has to connect to mitzvah sayoyim. Person be makpid. the shiurim, anim by amudarim, then kol apoyishet yad. But I'm saying, on them, a person has to know how careful he has to be. Again, you know, the fragen zayn rabbeim, chazag mishkendeye, just ma'irach the inyan, if it's mekayim, the mitzvah, ki yimchosro, mechayv and shechiyonu, ki yimonu, vigiyonu lazman hazeh, and b'ezah Hashem, we'll be zeichet to be sameach in purim, ki yimchosro.